بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. Tonight I'd like to mention the introduction, like an introduction for the signs of the last hour. As I promise, inshallah, with the beginning of next month, we start talking about the signs of the last hour, alamat al-sa'ah. The famous hadith, hadith Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Masjidu baytu kulli taqi. Al-Masjid is the house of the pious people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sit with his sahaba in the house of Allah, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Teach them, preach them, advise them, answer their questions, judge between them in the masjid, prepare the armies to go here and there and the du'at to go here and there from the masjid. And one day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting between his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, suddenly a man came from outside. He was wearing white, clean and white clothes. Shadidu bayad al-thiyam, right? Shadidu sawad al-sha'r. His hair so dark, his clothes, his thawb so white, and none of us recognize him. None of us knows him. Stranger, gharib. And also he add one more thing. He said, وَلَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرِ. What is the relationship that, let it translate first. لَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرِ. If you look at him, he's a stranger. He's not from the Medina. Yani he's supposedly, he should be from outside. From outside. And if somebody's coming from outside, he need a time. He should travel till attend al-Madinah. He need to travel. And if somebody, you can imagine somebody's traveling in the desert, no way. His clothes, the white clothes stay white. His clean clothes stay clean, and his hair is brushed, no way. Even today, if you drive in a car, or even if you're taking a plane and traveling a long distance, still you come sweat and smelled, and your hair mkamfash, I don't know what mkamfash in English is. So, he entered inside or into the masjid, and he kept walking. And we should expect that Rasulullah ﷺ, he was sitting where? In the Qibla side, close to the minbar and the mihrab. For somebody coming from the door or the gate of the masjid is in the opposite side, right? That means he need to walk till the end. He kept walking, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting between his sahaba, and sahabas were around him. Imagine it's a circle, as you are sitting right now, a circle. And he kept walking. By the way, alhamdulillah salama, sumat anna kunt marid, ya jazairi anta, labas, alhamdulillah salama, da'awna laka bil khair, alhamdulillah. until he came and he sat in the front of Rasulullah, face to face. His knees touched the knees of Rasulullah. And he put his hand on his thigh. In front of Rasulullah. And he started to ask the Prophet questions. The first question he asked Rasulullah, what is al-Islam? The Prophet answered, شهادة أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. I believe the first question was al-Iman maybe. Regardless, now I'm not mentioning in order. Then he asked him, what is al-Iman? أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته ورسله وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. Then he asked him a third question. What is al-ihsan? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, al-ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراه. Al-ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him, Jalla Jalalu. But indeed, we cannot see Him, but we believe that He is looking at us, seeing us, hearing us, watching us, knowing everything about us. And al-ihsan, it is a level. It is the highest level of iman. It is the highest level of practicing al-Islam. Indeed, it's a combination between the best thing in Islam and the best thing of al-Iman. How? Because al-Islam, the pillars of Islam is to practice al-Islam, not practical. Praying, fasting, giving zakat, perform hajj is something to do. Al-Iman are, the pillars of Iman are where? In the heart. Al-Ihsan, أن تعبد الله. It is practice, practical issue, right? كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. It is Iman. And you have to believe that Allah is watching you, is listening to you, is observing you, knowing what you know, it is Iman. So al-Ihsan is combination between practice and belief and faith. That's why it is very high level. لأنه أنا قلت ما حقولهم بالتدرج. أنا الآن ناسي سألوا الإيمان أول ولا الإسلام؟ الإسلام الأول بعد الإيمان. For sure هي الإحسان number three. بس الإسلام أول بعدين الإيمان؟ لا أنا الآن ما مش فاكر هوا. The fourth question. Since you mentioned it, we'll say it. عمر في آخر الحديث said عجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه. If you don't know something and you ask a scholar, you ask a teacher, you ask the doctor if you are a patient with the doctor, if the doctor answer you, it's not convenient to say, you're right, your answer is correct. Once I was with somebody, you know him, all of you, but he's not here, I don't want to mention his name. He called a doctor. I want such kind of medicine. He asked him for whom? He said, for so and so. I want you to write, prescribe him. He said, how come you want me to prescribe him a medicine before I see him? He said, no, I know, he needs that kind of. He said, who is the doctor, you or me? See, so the point is, when you ask somebody has knowledge in something, and you say, you're right, your answer is correct. So that's why Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, we are strange. That's something not normal. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and any time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered, he said, you're right, sadaqta. What you said is the truth. Then he asked him question number 4. He asked him, mata as-sa'a? When is going to be the last hour? When is going to be happening? When? The Prophet ﷺ looked at him, and Rasulullah ﷺ knows who is this man, who is this person. He told him, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَى مِنَ السَّائِلِ. يعني, at the end, in English, know me or not me, not you, none of us, nobody knows when the last hour is going to be. Then he asked him a question number 5. Since we do not know when as-sa'a is, so what are its signs? ما علاماتها؟ ما أماراتها حسب الأحاديث الأخرى؟ الأمارات جمع جمع أمر. Somebody said أمر؟ No. إمرة. No. أو أول شيء إيش قلت؟ إمرة. أمارات يا جماعة يا زول. ما بقول ما معناها, بقول المفرد من أمارات. لا تقول الإمارات. ها؟ إمرة؟ إمرة؟ نو. كأنك قلت أول, كأنك ها؟ إيش؟ إمارة؟ نو. الإمارة جمعها إمارات. ماشي حلو لنا أمارات.
إمرة بس أمرة. إمرة أمر.
قربت كثير. في البداية صح بس بالنهاية مو صح. الأمارات جمع أمارة. أمارة مش إمارة. لا ما بتفرق الفتعة والكسرة يا زول. أكلتها وشربتها غير أكلت وشربته. لا أمارة. الأمارات جمع أمارة. ما بعرف اليوم كله مخلص. What are the signs of the last hour? Jazakallahu khairan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the answer, who? Mean, the jawab sah? Mean? عواني؟ اوكي شكرا يا عواني تلميذ النجيم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أن تلد الأمة, كذلك مش in order, أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن تجد الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان. Listen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith he mentioned some of the imarat, amarat, some of these signs, not all of them. He said, "أن تلد الأمة ربتها." The scholars they said many things to translate, to explain this sign, but almost all of them, they gave some common meaning that the children, they don't obey their parent, that the children will be like the parent. They deal or treat their parent as if the children are the parent and the parent are the children. I believe these days, nowadays, any start, not 100%, but it starts. And this is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatullah in this universe. This is the tradition of Allah in this universe. In this universe, if you want subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know in Al-Quran Kareem, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُنَا لِشَيْنِ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants something, he will tell it be, and it will be immediately, right? But his tradition subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe, that let the issues of the things goes what? Slowly, smoothly, slowly, step by step, gradually. Not all the signs, many of these signs, we call it in Arabic and Shari'i terminology, irhasat. Did you hear this word from before? Who did not? What irhasat means? Exactly, alamat, signs, introductions, indications, things happen before this sign, this major sign will happen. So, antarid al-amatu rabbataha. Parents, they don't have the control. They cannot. And I have strong belief that the Western style of life and the Western laws and bylaws and constitution encourage this. Destroy the unity of family. The unity. And encourage the system. Encourage the children to be out of the control of their parent. You know, the first thing that they'll teach your children in the public school is daddy or mommy hit you or do da da blah 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 blah, call 911 immediately, right? So it is only one example of this. The second sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith, even I told you today, tonight, I'm not going to mention the signs. Only I mentioned the hadith, I want to finish it, the hadith only. And I told you that I want to talk tonight any introduction, and I present introduction about the signs of the last hour. But since I mentioned Hadith Jibreel, I said Hadith Umar radiallahu anhu, I want to finish it or end it. The second sign, listen to it carefully, deeply and carefully. He said, أنترى الحفاة العراة رعاء الشاري. Three things, he said. When those who walk with barely foot, no shoes, almost naked, barely they have clothes to cover themselves. Those who follow the camels, like cowboys in Texas, in Arab Peninsula, they call it camel boys. Cowboys? Camel boys. هذا رعاية الشعر. Shepherd, يعني هو الترجمة بس أعطيت terminology that those who are living in America to understand. Everybody knows what cowboy, right? هذا عنده hat, هذاك عنده غطرة مثلا. And the camels, shepherds. What that means? That means those who live in tents, live in the desert, Barely they have clothes. Barely they have food. They don't know the shoes. هذا الأنواع نايكي ومدري إيش وأديداس و no. Barely they bare feet. What they do? الحفاة العراة رعاء يا تطاولون في البنية. Listen, يا تطاولون. Linguistically, هذا فيها تفاعل. مثلا يصارع غير يتصارع. Right? يقاتل غير يتقاتل. يضرب غير يتضارب. What يتضارب, يتصارع, يتطاول. What that means? Two parties, they compete each other, they race each other. يتنافسون يعني. يتنافسون في التطاول, في طول البنيان. They race each other. Who can build the highest tower? بسموه the highest one. They said برج خليفة اسمه دبي ولا أبو ظبي؟ دبي. برج خليفة they said it is 2 kilometers or 1 kilometer. One kilometer, right? 1 kilometers high. I heard years ago that Al-Walid bin Talal, he said, I want to make it one mile. If it is 1 kilometer, I want to make it 1 mile. That's exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this authentic hadith, hadith Umar radiallahu anhu. And this is a tatawul. Wallahi, I want to mention something to you. Happened with me maybe 10 years ago. I went to Emirat to collect some money for ICC. I went to somebody that I know, his cousin. We were sitting in majlis, we don't know some majlis, any big salon, big living room, only for guests. So the cousin of my friend, he was sitting beside me, and he was at that time maybe my age, around my age. He told me, I want to tell you something. And by the way, their majlis, mashallah, upstairs, listen, upstairs, there are maybe few rooms, and they have at least 10 beds. Each room, maybe the half of this masjid, without any exaggeration. They have villas and very expensive house. He told me, I want to tell you a secret. I said, go ahead. He said, do you know when I, not my father, I was born? So I told him, in the Emirat. He said, no, it's not what I meant. I know the Emirat. He said, I was born in a tent. And he's not talking about generations before him. Himself said, my father, he had a big tent, not house, not building, tent. He said, when my oldest brother got married, he brought some mattresses and some comfort and some pillows. We put them one on the top of each other. And he told him, this is your bedroom for you and your wife. After 2-3 years, the other brother got married. They brought some extra mattress and stuff. And the sponge, some was sponge, you know? And they put it, this is your bedroom. And he said, if the tent end, he extend his tent. By extinction. See how he was born. And he look. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah has spoken the truth. When he talk about you, people who are living in the Arab Peninsula, barely they can. Because Rasulullah, he mentioned four things, I forgot. Abu Abdurrahman, ما ذكرني فيها. العالة. العالة. الحفاة. العراة. رعاء الشاة. العالة. What العالة? Yeah, they live on the expense of others. You know, through the history, Egypt, people in Egypt, they used to spend, to send some help and charity to people in Medina and Mecca. People in Somal, brothers, Somal, they used Somali, you can Somalia. The Somali people, they used to send their sadaqat to Al-Hijaz and Zakat, sadaqat and Dashma. And by the way, 2-3 days ago, somebody sent like Faraman. Do you know what Faraman? Like decree. Has the names of Al-Muhsineen, the business people in Somalia, who sent maybe 80 years ago, 70 years ago, their charity to Al-Hijaz. Our shuyukh who performed Hajj in 1930s, Hajj Muhammad al-Rahmatullah, what do you remember? He performed Hajj 1930-something. He said, when we used to eat watermelon, even oranges, he said, the people of Mecca and Medina, they come to the pails. Al-Ishr. Or pail, or a peel. The peel. And they eat the leftover. SubhanAllah, I'm not saying that, astaghfirullah wa ma'adhullah, to do shamata, I don't know what shamata, to anybody. They were our brothers. That means those who passed away at that time. Because today, they send their charity to us, the opposite, subhanAllah, the opposite. After the oil and the gas and petrol comes. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these people who need the help of others, they will become so rich. And in this hadith did not tell us how, but no, it's not necessary to that. We know that because of the oil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them discover it. They have extra money, they don't know what they do. Do it. Phillips, if they give you 1 million, do you accept it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Give me 10%, no problem. I'll accept it. So they spend it too. And I believe all these towels, towers, like the President Trump.
Trump Tower?
Yeah, people, they live in it, but over there, maybe 50%, nobody lives on it. Nobody lives on it. Allah Ta'ala. Al-Hufata, Al-Urata, Al-Alata, Ya'asha, Yatatawaluna fil Wunya. This is the hadith, but as an introduction, Al-Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned many, many hadiths talking about the signs of the last hour. And the scholars categorize these signs different categories. First of all, they said Sughra wa Kubra. They said there are minor signs, major signs. Other category, they said some of these signs happened already, some of these signs do not happen yet. Second category. Third category, some of these signs will appear, happen one time and disappear, end. Some of them know, will appear and remain and stay. And some of the signs appear and disappear, appear and disappear. So, from different perspective, we have different kind, different type of the signs of the last hour. No doubt that many of these signs happened. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about it and happened in real. No doubt that some of these signs happened and are still there. And we believe what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the major signs. When the major signs happen, that means the Sith, the last hour is going to be very, very soon. Inshallah, when we start talking about the signs of the last hour, we'll try our best to follow the categories. We'll try our best. But let me tell you this. The signs that already happened, we can mention them in order because it happened already. But the signs that still there do not happen yet, regardless the major or not the major, is not easy to mention them in order. It's not easy, and nobody can claim that I want to mention them in order, especially not the major signs. And the scholars through the history, they tried their best to mention the signs of the last hour in order. That's why we find differences between the scholars, the orders that the scholars mentioned already. But very quick, the major signs, almost, the scholars agreed in their orders. They said the first major sign that the scholars agreed, they said Ad-Dajjal. They said Ad-Dajjal. Some scholars, they said, but before Ad-Dajjal, as a major sign, is Al-Mahdi. Why some scholars did not mention Al-Mahdi, they start by Ad-Dajjal? Because Ad-Dajjal agreed upon. Maybe you will tell me Al-Mahdi is agreed upon. Here, there is some details that we need to mention. Postpone talking about Al-Mahdi for a little bit to finish the major signs started by Ad-Dajjal. After Ad-Dajjal, the one who killed Ad-Dajjal, he will kill Ad-Dajjal, Isa alayhi salam. Who said Jesus? Nobody said Jesus? Alhamdulillah. Because I don't like when we talk from Islamic perspective, I don't prefer to name him Jesus. When we talk what the Christian said or what the American said, say Jesus, because they said Jesus, they used the word Jesus. Why? Because the perspective or the image of Jesus in the Christian or the American is not the same that we believe. Jesus, that means God or Son of God or holy person or etc. To let you understand that once, years ago, I don't know, in the hospital or somewhere, I took the elevator. And one Hispanic young man was he was with me in the same elevator. And he talked to me, I talked to him. I asked him, what's your name? He said, Jesus. Hasus, yani Jesus, right? Isa. Listen, he said Hasus. Hasus in Arabic, yani Isa, alayhi salam. What I said, are you Jesus? So, no. As if you say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, for example. I'm not Jesus. I'm Hasus. What that means? That means the word Jesus for them has a holy meaning, divine meaning. Even themselves, they distinguish between Hasus and Jesus. Yani in Arabic, we should have this distinguish by default, min babi awla, to distinguish between Isa and Jesus. This is my whole point is. And that, subhanAllah, a real example happened with me. So at Dajjal, then and in order, Isa alayhi salam, then. Alhamdulillah. After Isa alayhi salam, who? Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. Where's your chocolate? Well, I'm not that chocolate and then. After Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. لا لسه لا لسه في واحدة قبل ها لسه في واحدة قبل ها لا he said it but before ها not yet لسه النار تحشر الناس right بس هذه تحشر مين ومن شان كفار perfect يعني there is something before that should happen. Who said الريح? أيوة. بعدين يعني بعطيك هنت لحتى تعرفها. That the nice wind will take the soul of all the believers. What remain? But there is something before. Who said الدابة? الدابة. You're right. الدابة before. Why? Why before? Still, there are believers, mu'min, kafir, believer, disbeliever. That means ad-dabba first. But the scholars, they said about ad-dabba and the sun to rise from the west. They said, if this happened, if the sun rise from the west happened, dabba immediately after it, or the opposite, or the opposite. I believe, this is my conclusion, the sun rises from the west. It happened once, right? And suddenly. And everybody will see it at the same time. But ad-dabba is going to take, want to seal millions of people, billions of people. It takes time. I believe, Allah, this is my conclusion, could be right, could be wrong, that the sun rise from the west, then ad-dabba start her job, or its job, whatever ad-dabba want to say.
I heard that when it rises from the west, it's going to stay for long years. It's not going to just switch directly.
Is that there's some...
This is what, you know, I heard some scholar
mention. Yeah, this is not coming from the ijtihad, but ليش بتطول والله اعلم الله اعلم على كل حال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said if this is comes first that second immediately and the opposite so far at the Dajjal عيسى عليه السلام يأجوج ومأجوج the sun rises from the west then الدابة then the wind خلاص after الدابة the believers stay believer until he dies. And the disbelievers stay disbeliever until they die. No tawbah, no. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, يَوْمَ يَأْتِ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِ آخَرَ. The meaning of this verse, after this sign, nobody, if he is mu'min, he stay mu'min. No fitna for him. If he is not any kafir, stay kafir. Doesn't and Allah doesn't accept repentance after that time. So the wind comes and takes the soul of the believers. Who remains? The non-believers. The non-believers, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تقوم الساعة على لكع ابن لكع. كافر ابن كافر. So then after that, what happened? An-nar. Now, an-nar التي تحشر. A fire comes from Adan. Adan in Yemen will gather people to Hashem. Will gather them to Hashem. ماذا تفعل النار؟ تمشي معهم وتقيل معهم حيث قالوا. ما معنى تقيل معهم حيث قالوا؟ لا، هي تبيت معهم حيث باتوا وتقيل معهم حيث قالوا. بياخذوا قيلولة الجماعة معهم، شو وراهم يعني؟ People, this fire will gather the people to Hashem, toward Hashem. They walk. Now it's night. They want to sleep. And the fire sleep with them, wait for them. When they wake up, push them again. They walk until the middle of the day. They got tired, they took nap. The fire took nap also too. Wait for them. When they wake up, the fire followed them until they reach the Ard al-Mahshar, that means the Bilad al-Sham. Now there is another sign. One sign, the scholar, they have disagreement about, which is al-Dukhan. Al-Dukhan, some people, they said it happened already at the time of Rasulullah, which is true. Some people, they said, no, this Dukhan and smoke that happened at the time of Rasulullah is different than the other Dukhan will happen as a sign of the Day of Judgment. There is another sign before the fire. A sign before the fire. Huh? السويقتين. Did you hear about him? From Habasha. From Abyssinia. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كأني أراه أصيلة أحيمش أفيلج. ها؟
How
many years?
Like 3 or 4 years, I think.
No, أكثر. حتى أخر الطيران وعطل الطيران من السماء. نعم. نعم. كل هذا من الإرهاصات الكرية. معنى الإرهاصات. This man will come from the Ethiopia. Will go to Mecca. Is there any Muslim now? No Muslim. Will go and he will destroy Al-Kaaba, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, brick by brick. Brick by hajaran, hajaran. Yanqudha hajaran, hajaran. From Abyssinia, Ethiopia. Do you know Ethiopia? Habasha. So this is in general the major signs of the last hour. I told you we'll go back to Al-Mahdi. There are many ahadith talking about a righteous man, رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare his issues and fix his issues and prepare him in one night. And nobody knows him from before. He's not a president, he's not a khalifa, he's not a known person. Suddenly, he will appear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him by his grace and his miracles and his power subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are authentic, many hadith mutawatira talking about this righteous person without naming him Mahdi. Got it? Without naming him as Mahdi, the authentic ahadith. The other ahadith has some weakness. Some weakness. Not totally weak or daif or munkar or marfud. Name him as Mahdi. And we know in usul al-hadith, when I have a weak hadith, and the matin of this weak hadith supported with a matin of strong hadith, the strong hadith can support the weak hadith, and we call it sometimes sahihun lighayrihi or hasanun lighayrihi. And at the end of the day, it's gonna be a man before al-Dajjal, before al-Mahdi, sorry, before Isa alayhi salam, will appear and will have lot of malahim, a war against the disbelievers. If you want to name it, name him Mahdi, that's fine. Myself, لا أجد غضاضة, it's not a problem. If you said, no, I don't want to name him Mahdi, I want to name him رجل صالح, a righteous person, also to me it's fine. Yani, the action, what he's, this man is going to do, it's agreed. People agreed. But if they don't agree about the name, no problem. No problem. It's not a big deal. What you want to name him is not a big deal. And since we are talking about Al-Mahdi, believe me, every religion and every sect, for example, Jews, they believe at the end of this world or before the last hour, a man will come and will rule the whole world. From here جاءت العولمة. هذه التمهيد العولمة يعني العالم واحد. One government will rule all the globe. This is the idea behind إيش العولمة, globalization. Christians, they have the same. Do you hear about Messiah? You said in English Messiah or Mashiah? What do you say? Messiah? Not that only. Also, a Shia, they believe in Mahdi, right? They call it Al-Muntazar. Do you know Al-Muntazar means? Like the waited one. People that are waiting for him. But they believe that he's living in the tunnel more than 1,000 years in the tunnel. They are waiting for him. In a city in Iraq called Samurra. Also, Al-Alawiyun, مش علويون المغرب, يعني النصيريين, they believe the same. Al-Ismailiyya, they believe the same. So if you talk about religion, they believe. If you talk about tawaif and sects, they believe also. Yeah. كل واحد عنده تفصيل. وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. سبحان الله فصل لنا كل شيء. The one, those who follow what Allah fassal, describe, inshallah they don't lose. Now, I want to end with this point, with this issue. We heard people this all the time, said the sa'a is very close. Al-Mahdi is already born, was born already. Why? Because they said what's going on right now, like the signs right now, is no matter what, maybe we'll witness the last hour. Or some people, they said, many dreams, even on YouTube, كله dreams, and Al-Mahdi already, وبيطلعوا لك شيوخ, they have big beard, واحد قعد بالأقصى, واحد قعد بالأدنى, واحد قعد هنا وهناك, وبلش يعني start to explain or interpret the dreams that already Al-Mahdi there, and all this doesn't mean anything Islamically. Listen, I'm not saying, and astaghfirullah, I'm not saying a dream doesn't has a value in Islam. No. Don't understand me wrong. I'm not saying that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He used to take care about dreams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Fajr prayer, after every Fajr prayer, after he finished at tasbih, wa tahbir, wa takbir, he used to ask the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, did anyone of you see a dream last night? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to interpret. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know who was the most famous Sahabi في تأويل الأحلام, to interpret the dreams? Who said Abu Bakr? You're right, absolutely right. As-Sahaba, I said. The most, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to explain the dreams and interpret the أول التأويل. Very famous in that. And في عصر التابعين ابن سيرين. So, don't understand me wrong. Al-Islam gave the dream, the right dream, the real dream, a position. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, it is part of Nubuwa. It's the right dream, or ru'ya saliha, the righteous dream, is part of prophethood. But it's not my point. My point is, you watch people from right and left, seeing dream, mention dream, blah, blah, blah. Who can tell that it is a true dream? It is right dream, and that this man or this woman, they saw this dream, not they fabricated. Until as we have some scholars, they have programs and episodes in the TVs to answer questions in fiqh. Unfortunately, I believe every country now, they have opposite or program in their TV for people to call and to say the dreams. Scholars, did you watch this? Do you know that? Many scholars or many so-called scholars, they interpret dreams. Dream cannot be like that. Is that fatwa? Is that fiqh question to ask on air? Yes.
Ibn Sirin.
Yeah. Uh huh. Book. There is book. Oh. Sirin. So the point is, those who said, we are on the time of Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi already was born. And maybe our generation or our children will witness that the last hour is not true. It's not true. There are many, many signs do not appear yet. Many signs do not appear yet. And as I told you, today is not the time to mention this. I'll mention to you only some of these signs before the major sign do not appear yet. Jazakallah. Ayyuhad. أو ترى له
yeah.
لا أنت لا هو موضوعنا ليس عن الرؤية. Our subject is not about the dreams, but رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said as a sign also of the last hour, لا تكاد رؤيا المؤمن. The dreams of the true believers before the last hour, it comes as is. As is. Also, we heard, do you know the story of Shayman who took over the Haram? It was 1978, I believe. Yeah, lama da'al al-Mahdawiyya, da'al al-Mahdi. They were very righteous people, and they based their action on dreams. And two or three or ten, I don't know, Allah knows how many, they said, they saw in their dream that Abdullah, Muhammad bin Abdullah, one of them, he said his name is Muhammad Abdullah, but he's from Yemen. Now he's from Yemen, ya akhi, Muhammad Abdullah, but Al-Mahdi, he said from Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, min Al-Bayt, not from the Yemen, yani. You understand? Anyway, based on their dream, they said he is Al-Mahdi, and it doesn't work like that. This is my whole point. We cannot depend on this. Everybody from the east, from the west, he saw a dream. Who is he? Who is she? We don't know. It's not like that. Plus, Rasulullah said, Allah will fix his issues, his matter in one night. Nobody knows about him. Suddenly will appear. Anyway, we'll talk about this later on. بس أنا شو اسم الموضوع الأخير كنا عم نحكيه؟ Anyway, the main subject, the last point that I was talking about, there are many signs do not appear yet to answer those who believe that Al-Mahdi is there. Before Mahdi, there are many things will appear. For example, only as an example, as examples, the mountain of gold in Al-Furat. You know, ينحسر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب. And to know that will happen before Al-Mahdi and before Isa alayhi salam and before the believers will die with this one. يتقاتل عليه ثلاثة كل أبناء خليفة. Three armies will fight each other. And the head of each army is a son of Khalifa. That means Khalifa Muslimin. Did not happen yet. As Irhasat start now, because the level of the water in Furat, because of Turkey, they built many sudud. Is it sudud? Huh? D-A, dam. So it is a sign, ishara, irhasa. Other sign. Huh? As-Sufyani. Does not appear yet. Qital al-Yahud. Does not happen yet. Al-Qahtani doesn't happen yet. Al-Tasir Ard al-Arab, the land of the Arab Peninsula will become green, rivers, waters, plants, crops. And you know this winter starts also as Irhas. You see the area before the rain and after the rain. Do you know that In Arab Peninsula, snow. It was snowing this year.
And before the Jal, you have some lakes that will be dry, like Buhayrat, you will dry.
لا هي الطبرية بتكون مع الدج مع الجوج وجوج. لا بعد الدج.
Some
هي يشربوا المية كلها. So many signs. Still, do not appear yet.
I'm going back to the Qushir and the Idalis. Going back to Qushir and the Idalis. Maqdush Salam, Tawakir and Nisa, and Hadith and the people are going back to
Shirk.
Yeah.
Jazakallah khair. هذا اللي بدي أقول لك. That Daus and other than Daus, Qabil Daus will worship Dhul Khulasa, the idols. Ash-Shirk will come. And we mentioned that maybe last week or 1 week before. The Arab, they will worship idols again. They will worship idols again. And we mentioned that already the in Qatar, in Emirat, in Bahrain, Maybe, they said in Saudi Arabia too, they built already churches. They built also temples for Buddhists or Hindus. Hindus, mazboot. From the Emirate money, government. They give them land and money to build. And I don't know if not a billion, it's millions of dollars. Also, this is irhasat, a tradition for ash-shirk wal-azula to come back. Right? And al-fitan. Al-Rasul mentioned three major fitna. Fitnatul ahlas, and fitnatul sarra, and fitnatul duhayma, the last one. Al-ahlas, al-sarra, and duhayma. I believe right now we are living fitnatul sarra. What sarra means? Fitna because of richness, rich money. Look at the money in the Gulf area. Money goes here, goes there, money everywhere, right? And after fitna to Sarra, there is fitna al-Duhayma. Is going to be the worst fitna, wal-iyadhu-billah. So this tonight, as I told you, it is not but introduction of all this signs. Inshallah, we'll go through the signs.
I have a question. The person who will show up from Ethiopia.
Next time, did you have classes? Let's show. Say it again.
The person who will destroy, he come from Ethiopia to destroy the Kaaba, rock by rock or stone by stone. In that time, it's non-Muslim around?
No Muslim. And I want to tell you one more before you leave, brothers. One sign does not happen yet. أن ترى الخلافة إذا رأيت الخلافة قد نزلت أرض المقدس إذا رأيت الخلافة قد نزلت أرض المقدس أو بيت المقدس فانتظر الزلازل والخسف والأمور العظام. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see that the capital of the Khilafah, Islamic Khilafah, will be situated in the Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem, then many fitan will come after that. Now, if we go to the history, the capital of Islamic State first was where?
Medina.
Then Kufa, then no, Damascus, then Istanbul. After Istanbul, no Khilafah, right? So none of these five capitals of Khilafah was Jerusalem, right? That means Jerusalem is going to be the capital of the Khilafah. Brother, many, many signs to answer those who said As-Sa'a or Al-Mahdi or Al-Dajjal. No, yeah, Jama'ah, still. Allah Alam, maybe hundreds of years.
Even the book of Quran, yani mazal ma mashruh kullu, it's not.
So, Allahu Alam, ish al-blue and al-green. Shall I have a question?
Actually, you answered all the questions.
Questions?
They were in a rush.
What?
Al-Hajj Iman, she was asking about
Al-Hajj
Iman of Bab Sarhan. She said, Al-Mahdi, هل هو محمد بن عبد الله?
The name of Al-Mahdi, yes, is Muhammad bin Abdullah. And the majority of the ulama al-Sunnah, they said he's going to be the offspring of Al-Hasan ibn Ali, رضي الله عنه, not Al-Husayn. Al-Shia, they said he's the offspring of Al-Husayn. We have an opinion, but the majority of Ahlul Sunnah, they said, based on a hadith, of course, he will be from the offspring of Al-Hasan ibn Ali, radiallahu anhu, ajma'in.
But
Any other? Will be in Mecca. يبايع بين الركن والمقال in Mecca. Will appear in Mecca. Another question?
She said also, وماذا عن القحطان الذي يسوق الناس بالعصا؟
We mentioned that he is going to be one of the sign, and many of the scholars they said he will be before al-Mahdi. Even some of them they said after al-Mahdi, but also al-Qahtani is one of the signs do not appear yet. When al-Qahtani is from Qahtan, and he's not al-Mahdi because al-Qahtani is from Yemen. Qahtani is al-Yemen. والمهدي if we call him المهدي بس محمد بن عبد الله he will be from the offspring of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم not القحطاني is different than القحطاني.
There's something off subject. Abu Bakr he said talking about that Palestinian boy that he 3 years who died because the hospital refused to admit the boy into the hospital because this father did not have the 1800. This happened in Tripoli, Lebanon. Today, the boy he died. He's Palestinian. He's 3 years. The hospital didn't accept him because his father didn't have
1800. At $1,000 or
$1,800.
Dollars. And yet, there is a sad news we just received back in Lebanon in Tripoli. It happened. Yeah. He said a Palestinian boy. I don't know. Did he mention that?
He's 3 years old.
3 years old. He's so sick, and he need to be in the hospital, but the hospital refused to receive him because his father did not pay upfront 1,800 or 15 or 18.
No, it's 100.
$1,800 first. They reject him. Then he died outside. This is the situation of Muslims in Lebanon.
This is not the first time.
And the situation of Palestinians living in Lebanon since 1984. He died. When we told you support your brothers, we know the situation. This is one example happened right now.
Hasbunallah Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. You go to hospital, you not give the check on the front?
That's very sad. That's very sad. No.
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 It's only for the people who work with the military and the army and these people.
وبعدين بدك تقدم معاملة لوزارة الصحة
وأصلاً. بدك تعمل من الوزير لحتى.
Yeah. No, we don't have. كان عندنا مستشفى اسمه الإسلامي كانت زمان يمكن 30 سنة ببلاش هلا كله صارت أغلى ما يروح. Another question?
Yeah, she asked another question. She said, هل محمد بن عبد الله سيكون موجود وقت نزول عيسى بن مريم؟
طبعا. طيب بالإنجليزي ولا بالعربي؟ طبعا محمد بن عبد الله أو المهدي as I mentioned لا مشاحف الاصطلاح whatever you wanna name him محمد بن عبد الله you wanna name him رجل صالح أو المهدي doesn't matter. No doubt, he will meet Isa alayhi salam in Damascus, in the Masjid al-Umawi, and he will descend from the heaven, Isa alayhi salam, at the time of Asr prayer. And after the Muaddin will call al-Iqama for the prayer, Isa alayhi salam come down from top with angels, and al-Mahdi or Muhammad ibn Abdullah will ask him to lead the prayer because Isa will rule based on the Islam and Quran. Isa alayhi salam refused and he said this ummah has their own imams and he asked him to lead, he will lead the prayer and Isa will pray ma'mum with him. And that's authentic hadith too. Anything else? هذا الأخضر أنا إيش هو؟
هذا. Watching light.
Okay, we stop here inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه يا رحمن ورحيم. أصلح أحوالنا، اغفر ذنوبنا، استر عيوبنا، اشفي مرضانا، ارحم موتانا. اللهم احفظنا واحفظ هذه الأمة واحفظ هذه الجالية واحفظ بناتنا وأبناءنا ونساءنا وجميع المسلمين، وسلمنا في هذه البلاد من جميع شرور العباد. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الموحدين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.